commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple has been making some phone calls. He doesn't like City Councilmember Robert Mielke, and the mayor has been making calls on behalf of Mielke's opponent, Mark Lambert. This is unusual in local politics, where elections are nonpartisan, to have a mayor actively campaigning for a city council candidate. But there is nothing wrong with it. The mayor or any other citizen has a right to advocate and try and shape the council to their liking. It is also unusual for a candidate who has the mayor's support to say they don't want it. That's what Lambert's done. He's quoted in the Wausau Daily Herald as saying, "I'm dumbfounded. I want to do this on my own. I'm glad he thinks that highly of me, but I don't think he's always in the good light at City Hall. I don't need any of the publicity he's got." This controversy stems from a proposed gas station on Wausau's west side. Earlier this year, the city council decided not to change the zoning so that Quick Trip could build another store near Bridge Street at Highway 51. The measure failed 7-4, and Councilman Mielke was one of the votes against the project. Is there anything wrong with this? Well, no. But there are rules. The mayor is not allowed to campaign from his office. He can't be calling voters from City Hall or during work hours. And he cannot use city records or city equipment, including computers or his city-issued cell phone. This is a legitimate area for questioning and investigation, especially in a city that has a history of skirting the rules and cutting corners. An open records request for the mayor's phone records is legitimate. But assuming Mayor Tipple is following the rules, and there is no evidence that he's not, there's nothing wrong with an elected official trying to shape the political landscape around them. Supporting like-minded candidates and opposing those who disagree with you is normal. You and I have the same privileges to work the phones and talk to our friends and neighbors about the candidates we support.